have a tea column. After that meeting, maybe you did.
The reason I'm here is Georgetown Air Services would like to lease, sublease 100 square feet of the old terminal building, which they lease from us, to Northrop Grumman Systems Corporation for their use of the business. And the lease with Georgetown Air Services requires your approval for them to do that. I can answer questions or I have a motion.
Any questions?
Maybe I say something, Mr. Chairman. I think it's wonderful that you do have to come here on a sublet. Thank you.
Okay. Let's hear the motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the Georgetown Air Services sublease with Northrop Grumman Systems Corporation as presented by Jim Hicken, Director, Airport and Industrial Park Operations on 15 December 2009.
Is there a value to that?
Not to us.
Not to us.
All right. Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Georgetown Air Services sublease. Any questions? If not, we'll take the motion. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Excuse me, just a minute, Ms. Deaver.
Are we going to go up with the lease, or are we staying in the same place, or what?
I'm sorry?
Are we going to charge the same, or what? Are we going up?
Yeah, the Georgetown Air Services lease stays the same.
Okay.
This is just a sublease.
Okay.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Hagan. Mr. Robertson?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. As the agenda indicates, I'm here before you with regard to a proposed revision or amendment to the Delaware Code for non-connection of sewer customers. I think you have some information in your packets that Mr. Tong presented. Basically, what we're looking to do is give us a little more leeway in how we go forward with enforcement actions. A little bit of background, we're talking about at this point about 250 accounts that have failed to connect to the existing sanitary sewer districts throughout Sussex County. To give you some context about the 250 number, that's out of about 49,000 accounts. So all in all, it's a pretty low number. The way it's been approached in the past is there's a connection deadline of about a year for somebody to connect once a sewer district comes online. At the end of that one-year period, the property owner sent a letter from county engineering advising them that they're in violation of the state and county code and that connection in the sewer is required. What we sort of started doing after that, if it's not responsive, is we send out another letter, either from county engineering or, if that doesn't work, still from me, saying you've got to connect or we're going to take action under Title IX and under Chapter 110 of the county code. And usually that tends to get a lot of people's attention, and as you can see, the numbers are actually pretty low with regard to the properties that have failed to connect. Currently, if we have to take enforcement action under Delaware Code for Sussex County, we have to go to the Court of Chancery. That's our only alternative. What we'd like to do is amend the Delaware Code and, to the extent we need to, the Sussex County Code to add Justice of the Peace Court. We'd like to keep the Court of Chancery in there because, if need be in certain cases, that may be the route we have to go. And, in fact, we've done that with success just recently on one connection case. Again, we just like to add Justice of the Peace Court because it's a little more user-friendly, it's less expensive, it's quicker, and staff can do it, and we can get results maybe even without going the more expensive and cumbersome route of the Court of Chancery and get some results even faster. So, again, that's what we're looking to do. We're also at the same time going to go through Chapter 110 of the County Code to see if there's anything we can tune up in there as far as trying to prompt people to connect. I mean, obviously nobody wants to take this action. And we've done a good job, I think, from the county and, getting folks advised of what their requirements are to connect. That's why we're down to 250. But those last few properties, we just want to expand our options so we can go after them.
All these people who haven't hooked up, we are billing them.
That's correct.
Right. So some of those people may not be paying the bill, but we are billing them, and we probably are getting – are they paying? Are these 250 people, are they actually – or do you think they're – basically not hooking up and not paying, probably.
I think it's probably a little bit of both, and I haven't cross-checked
it. Not sure,
it.
Right, okay.
On the one hand, you could say, well, what's the harm if they haven't connected? They're paying,
right,
to the county sewer, but there's no harm because we're not adding any, sewage to the system. But on the other hand, the idea of most of these sewer districts, or all of them, is to get, the environment cleaned up and get people off of septics and onto sewer systems. So that's really that's the goal of the connection aspect.
Okay, all right. Because we are getting the money in some cases, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's not always a case of the people are very poor and can't afford, or, I mean...
Well, there is a cost associated with connecting.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go get the, you know, I would presume that you're going to have to go contact the plumber and do that. I mean, usually the way the districts are set up, that's offset because there's connection fee.
Well, we charge an upfront connection fee normally, but also the homeowner is responsible for connecting their home to the the pipe in the street.
I had a phone call the other day, gentlemen, about a guy and lady that was the house, only house in there that didn't hook up. It was like, because it was 500 feet back, and it was the cost to him that was going to be born to get back 500 feet because his house was so far back. And do we have programs to help people like that? Don't we have?
Yeah, we have a couple different policies. If you're so far from a sewer connection, you can make an application and we can review it. And there are homeowners like that are just so far back
that are exempted
from the sewer connection that they are exempted. But we hear a lot of different stories. Mm-hmm. In one case, the house was purchased and the prior, you know, as part of the agreement, the prior property owner was supposed to make the connection. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen, so there's arguments there. And we have one property owner that says, well, Mr. Stickle said I didn't have it.
Well, he said that a lot.
You have a lot of different reasons why these people aren't connected.
Mr. Robinson, are you requesting or do you require action by the council?
Well, since we're going to have to go to Dover, I'd like some action by council just saying, you know, that that's what we'd like to do.
All right. Can we give this a week without objection from council to, or at least until the beginning of the year to take a look at this? Or do you have a prepared motion?
I have a motion that I sort of drafted that I could read to you all that somebody could.
Does any council members have concerns? Mr. Wilson? No? Okay. Read your motion.
And just to follow up on that question that we just had, we're not going to do any new enforcement. I mean, we're not changing any policies, and that's why we had that correspondence go out so that people would get back to us, and if there's an issue, we could work with them.
Yep.
This just sort of changes up. The motion I prepared is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County proceed with seeking a legislative amendment to Title IX of the Delaware Code to permit the county to enforce its sewer connection requirements in Justice of the Peace Court in addition to the Court of Chancery.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
I have the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Mr. Robertson. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deera?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Ms. Deaver?
For future, you know, I think about my folks at Jimtown that didn't want the sewer and that kind of thing. And what if sewer did go down their road and they didn't have the money to hook up? Is there a program? We do have programs to help folks.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Do have them. Uh-huh. Patty Fawcett has left, but we have a list of programs, mm-hmm. and Patty administers those programs. Okay. There's even programs at the state level, but you can kind of come through Patty's office.
Okay.
And she's always quite willing to assist people. And a lot of people just don't want to admit publicly that they can't afford it. So it's a sensitive situation in some cases.
And does Bill Cates have some money available to him sometimes through loans?
I
directed somebody to Bill Cates the other day thinking.
Yes, we have. In fact, his office can help with hookups for.
Okay.
And plus the county funds programs also. We have a program that pays $200 a year, plus we have a program that helps with connection costs.
Good. Good. Thank you.
All right. Next item, Mr. Izzo.
I have two items on my agenda this afternoon. The first item is in regard to a proposed bid award for the third and final contract for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. With me today in the back, we have Mr. Randy Duplashane from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, who was the design engineer on the contract. We opened up bids on December 4th. Once again, we received 9 bids on the contract. The engineer's estimate was $3.6 million. The low bidder was Teal Construction of Dover, Delaware at $2,907,987. All the documents are in order. And if you recall, Teal is actually the low bidder on the second contract as well. And we would recommend that the bid be awarded to Teal Construction, and I have a motion that I can read.
Any questions for Mr. Izzo? All right, please, Mike.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Davis, Bowen, and Friedel Incorporated, and the engineering department, that Sussex County project number 09-13, Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, area number 3, be awarded to Teal Construction of Dover, Delaware, at the bid amount of $2,907,987, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and or the Rural Utility Service.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to award the bid to Teal Construction for the amount illustrated. Any questions?
I have a question. A very simple, basic question. Is there an outside cap that you put on these bids?
An outside cap?
Well,
are you referring if it's really high relative?
No, if extra unexpected expenses come up. I don't know if there's any leave.
Oh, a change order.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So. Do you have, when you approve this, is there a percentage that you agree to allow? Either way, 3%?
Larger engineering public works projects, 5% is an accepted value, but frankly, we don't adhere to that. We prefer something in the 2% range.
Well, I'm not arguing that, but I'm just wondering.
You know, frankly, we've been pretty good. We do a lot of legwork to go out in the field and look at the alignments and try to avoid change orders. We're always going to have some, but again, we try to keep them to a minimum, and
we don't limit
I think
it.
We've got a good track record of doing that.
But we don't ask them to agree to a limit?
Because the way that laws have been interpreted, I mean, there's claims that have been made, and the court system has ruled on change orders. Mm-hmm. There's case law out there that dictates things that we can't control.
Not a good thing. Okay.
With respect, though, to Mrs. Deaver's point, which is a good one, the council must approve all change orders.
That's correct.
And it is not uncommon, if the council is uncomfortable with a change order, to ask our engineering department to go back to the contractor to revisit the amount, the issue, and it's good governance to do that on occasion.
And what if we don't want it? We don't want to approve it? Isn't it, after the fact?
Well, we can say no, and we may end up in court if they don't renegotiate with Mike and him bring something else back.
They could issue a claim against us if they, you know, if we say a change order is worth $10,000 and they fully believe it, no, it should be $25,000. Mm-hmm. They can issue a claim against us. Now, I think we have a track record. We know what the county council's thinking, and they don't like change orders. And I think the contractors we work with on a regular basis have kind of gotten that notion too. So. Things have gone pretty well, and I think we have a system in place that works, always knowing that the county council has to approve that final change order, which leads me to my next item, which is a change order for the Laurel Paramedic Station.
Did we take that vote?
Oh, did we not vote? I apologize.
No, any other questions? All right,
thank
Ms.
you.
Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Now we can talk about the change order for the Laurel Paramedic Station. It also will render substantial completion, as Mr. Baker indicated in the administrator's report. The EMS group is now occupying the station, and we would propose to render substantial completion to the contractor effective December 4th, 2009. We do have a couple change order items to be included, but overall it is a credit. And there's five different items that came about during the construction process. When construction was initiated last spring, there were some problems with the foundation and the soils, and we incurred an extra cost of $3,036 for differing site conditions. Also, when the project ultimately went to the fire marshal's office for its CO, they indicated that rather than normal, when you have a garage attached to a house, you have to have a one-hour firewall constructed. But because of the type of activities that the paramedics engage in their stations, keep their truck running, work on their vehicles, they requested that be increased to a two-hour firewall. So that was an additional cost of $2,890. And then just during the course of construction, there were five or six different upgrades that the paramedics requested from the electrician, lights in the crawl space, lights in the attic, upgrading the data connections, upgrading cable TV outlets, adding additional outlets through the building, various and sundry items that added up to $1,259. And then the final two items are connected. It turned out that it was proposed, and we had an ad alternate when we bid the project to add in a geothermal heating system at a cost of $9,790. But when they got out there during construction, they determined that there wasn't sufficient room to construct the necessarily wells in the ground, the water wells that are used in conjunction with the geothermal heating system. So it was proposed that a hybrid heat pump be installed instead. And basically, the way the hybrid works is during normal weather circumstances, if it's 55 degrees out, it works off electric heat. It's a little bit more efficient. However, when you have extreme cold or extreme hot, then it uses a propane gas system, which is less expensive than the electric under those circumstances, but you don't want to use that all year round. So we have this hybrid heat pump. And while we got a credit of $9,090, the hybrid heat pump does cost more, so it was an increased cost of $1,430. But overall, even with all those different items, it still works out to be a credit of $1,174.50. So if there aren't any questions, I have a motion I can read.
Any questions for Mr. Izzo?
No.
Please read the motion.
Well, we got cable TV, you said connections.
I believe they have cable TV there. I'm not totally familiar with how they work at the EMS. You'd have to ask the paramedics, but I do believe they do watch some TV.
Now, does that come across the screen about this emergency calls, all that stuff?
I do. I think they have a radio system or a paging system. I don't know exactly how they use TV. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 2 for Sussex County Project 09-04, Sussex County Emergical Medical Services Laurel Station 102 be approved in a credit amount of $1,174.50 and substantial completion be granted effective December 4, 2009.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the change order as read by Mr. Izzo. Any questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mike or
yes.
Dave or Gina, what was the original budget amount that we had figured for this project?
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 comes to mind. It seems like it was exponentially
higher. It actually
higher.
Was less than that. I'm looking through my file that I brought down with me.
The original PO was for $200,000.
No, not the PO, but
the
budget
amount. That
was
the 2009 amount. Budget for it.
Okay.
And then we upped it to $410,000.
Okay.
I know at one point in time, it was a substantially higher number, and this council and the staff working with Mike and the administration really buckled down.
Good.
And to come in at this $207,000 figure is a testimony to everyone's frugalness.
It was That's partly final? Because we went with a Barack home, right?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
And that was your idea.
No, we actually ended up with a stick. We when we drew it up, we were kind of putting it around their specifications because we had a good idea they might be the low bidder. But as it turned out, it was a stick-built contractor that was low bid.
And that, yeah,
actually, if we knew we was going to have to pay him $65,000 prevailing wages, we would have been better off went the other direction.
You could be right because the labor would have been less.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. So we got hoodwinked a little bit on that deal.
Still a good job.
Thank you.
Mr. Chris. Thank you. Next item, Mr. Hudson.
We'll know better next time, right, Mike?
Excuse me?
I said we'll know better next time.
Yes.
You're not a kid.
Good afternoon. And I guess I'll lead by apologizing because I'm also starting out with a change order request.
Oh,
my God.
We don't like those. We don't like those.
You should have taken off.
Was it a credit?
I thought about it.
Credit?
Hit that side door.
No, it's not a credit.
Correct my motion.
I bring before you today the Emergency Operations Center UPS project that Mr. Baker had mentioned in his the administrator's report. We did successfully put the new piece of equipment online this previous week. I would like to commend Tudor Electric of Dover, out of Dover, Delaware. They were the electrical contractor for the project, and they did an excellent job. I do have a change order request first, and then I would like to request substantial completion.
Okay.
The change order was, if you should have in your packets, a quick outline. The change order, this is the only change order, number one, was to install additional bus bars in the main distribution panel. And this was a last-minute item that I had to make a really quick decision on when they were into this piece of equipment and had to de-energize it. This brings the whole center down. They discovered that with just a little additional work and the additional bus bars, we would never have to do this procedure again. Shut the center down just to simply add or replace a breaker. So with the sum of $2,000, they got me the price materials, which I checked out. I thought it reasonable and, you know, to prevent another outage of the center. But all in all, I'd like, you know, there were some bumps in the road trying to complete the work and keeping the center online at the same time. But I really view the project as a huge success. I would say that we've probably improved the electrical reliability of the center by greater than 200%. And this, where this project was 100% FEMA funded, we are still $100,000 under budget.
Ah, wonderful.
Any questions for Mr. Hudson?
Nope.
Have you got a motion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract number 0903, Emergency Operations Center UPS project with Tudor Electric, be approved, which increases the contract by amount of $2,024.94 for a new contract total of $162,803.94, and grants substantial completion effective December 9, that final payment be made and any held retainage be released.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second to approve the change order as read by Mr. Hudson. Any comments? It does represent about a 1.3% difference, which is under Mike's target of 2%.
That 94 cents, that's impressive, too. You got it right down to the penny.
Right,
don't
to
you?
The penny.
We'll take the vote.
We also verified that it was grant eligible before we initiated the construction. You know,
good.
So, in other words, this cost is absorbed by the grant.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Baker?
Yeah. Could I make one comment? I'd just like to thank Mr. Hudson and Mr. Short and Ms. Hermanco and Mr. Larson and everybody who was out there, because I came in my regular time, and I stopped in at the EOC, and they had not been to bed that night.
Wow.
There were a number of them were out there.
Partying all night.
Probably watching TV.
It was about a 28 to 30-hour party.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, it was a long day and night.
Dedicated.
You gave them the day off, I hope.
Yes, they took, most of them were taken off. I think they all took off eventually. When I was there, most of them took.
They're all back, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Came back.
All right. What else you got, Mr. Hudson?
Okay. Second item I have, we were approached some time ago by Singular Wireless expressing interest in co-locating on our Gumber Communications Tower. Basically, they're interested in providing cell service to the Gumber area, which desperately needs it. At that site, which is on property owned by the Gumper Fire Department, we have a 170-foot self-supporting tower. I just gave Mr. Baker a handout showing the financial end. Through several months of negotiations, we attempted to agree on making improvements, which Singular would pay for initially up front. Singular's, we would cut Singular's rent by 50% until we paid 50% of the upgrades, because the tower does belong to us. You know, we felt it justified to, you know, pay our portion of the upgrade of the tower. So it's basically a 50-50 split with a 50% rebate on the rent. And in 4 years, we would have our portion of the upgrade paid for. So the column on the right shows what revenue we would have for the first 4 years, and the second or the bottom four show what our revenue would be for the years following.
Okay.
And the rates that we're charging are pretty much in line with what we have in Dewey Beach, where we run our water tower. We use pretty much the same stipulations. We can increase our rent by 3% yearly, 12-month notice on contract termination, and so on.
All right. Do you have a motion?
Yes, I have a motion.
Okay.
Be it moved, based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves the lease agreement with New Singular Wireless PCS LLC for the placement of communications equipment on the Gumbra Tower.
Can I get that motion?
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Singular Tower lease as read by Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Mr. Wilson?
$85,000 for improvements, correct? And we're supposed to pay half of it?
They would pay the $85,000 up front, and the $85,000 is an estimate. I had written into the contract that they must provide us with invoices, labor, and actual data to validate those numbers.
Okay, well, roughly it's $85,000. Mm-hmm. And we're going to pay half of it? Is that what we're supposed to do?
We would.
The way I read it, you're number seven.
Yes, we would split the $85,000 for the upgrade of the tower, because we are the owner of the tower.
Okay, is this upgrade we're doing now, is that for Singular or is this for our benefit?
Well, now it would be for Singular's benefit, but in 2 years, if Singular decides to leave or we decide to break this contract, that belongs to us.
Landlord improvement.
Right, mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, then you got to say we can get it back in 4 years, so if they drop out 2 years, we're out. But I've got a tower, and they paid for the whole tower,
mm-hmm.
and paid me so much a month. That means they're not running. My point here, I think, that we should just let them pay all the costs and sit down a number they want to pay us so much a month and let her go.
That's kind of what we're doing. Let's, we're not paying anything up front. We're just giving them a discount on
right.
the rent until that money is basically they get their money back that they invested on the tower upgrade.
Well, that's true. What I'm saying, I got a tower just about cost $1 million. And they put it all in. They put all the money in and pay me so much a month.
If I'm reading.
I don't stand good for anything.
Right. If I'm reading this
we're
right.
We're talking about $800,000. I mean, $85,000, really.
If I'm reading this right, our monthly rent is $675 for the first 4 years,
yes.
which translates into
$8,100.
So we're going to get $8,100 a year with no out-of-pocket expenses.
Correct.
And no out-of-pocket
right.
expenses. After the 4 years, that rent will go up to
$16,200.
Okay, $16,200 per year, again, with no additional out-of-pocket expenses.
Right. And this is a little special circumstance, too, where we have an agreement with Gumbra, so it is a 75% split in all revenue. We receive 75. Gumbra Volunteer Fire Department receives 25%, so it's also a good thing for them.
Oh, I don't have no problem with that, but I misunderstood number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no cost to us up front. It's mm-hmm. all incurred by Singular.
Okay, yeah, I thought that we have put money out of our pocket.
This tower sat in the weeds behind the Gumbra mm-hmm. Fire Company for many years, and it just by chance, when there was a town meeting or something down there, they brought it to our attention. It was erected with the premise that one day maybe we could start renting some space, so it's good to see that. Is there opportunity for other leasees to...
The other benefit, too, is that's an area that those folks who live in that area do not get cell service down, so... The local people are going to see a benefit
I admit.
Are they going higher? Is that part of the improvement?
No, the improvements are basically cross bracing and structural, okay, so that the tower can support the additional loading.
Right. How tall is that tower?
170 feet.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ms. Deegan.
I want to know when we're going to get a Gumber or TV station out there.
Mr. West is here, the former state representative. He'll address that in a little bit. Mr. Vincent?
I'm sure we have, but we have run this by Gumber Fire Company. They're aware of all this, and they're okay with all
this. Yes, I actually have a signed agreement with Gumber. They've signed off on all the drawings and documents.
Very good.
And I'll admit my advocacy for this tower was selfish. I just always lost my cell service whenever I was out there.
I do.
If we're not putting no money out, I'm saying let her go.
Okay.
If you got Verizon, it's going to help you if you got Verizon.
This is a good point.
You better be singular.
Well, I know WGMD.
Did you read your motion?
Has got TV out there.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any other discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Cooper?
Designing some more stuff.
Hello. This is a project for the Woodlands and Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District, and if you looked at your packets last Friday, I gave you a summary of the bids we received last week. This is a relatively small project compared to the other stimulus sewer projects that we have recently bid out, but it's very important as it's to improve the lives of a small community of people who don't have whole lot of money. It's a failing community septic system.
Right. This bid comes in substantially lower than our engineer's estimate. Will that translate into lower cost for the users?
No, because the fees are already being paid as part of the project.
Okay.
The money will most likely stay right where it is with the federal government.
Okay.
This is federal and state money that we're receiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and part of that is a large grant to help with the project. So we'll certainly evaluate it and take every advantage we can of the funding and the lower cost.
And it would appear from previous discussions that they are going to receive lower rates than originally advertised because of the stimulus money?
Right, they're going to pay their impact fees.
Okay.
Which is a huge,
that is,
huge initial payment on each homeowner.
Good.
Yeah, it is. It's a good deal. It's a good use of the money.
So roughly how much would a homeowner pay?
Well, we haven't.
Don't have that in front of me.
Yeah.
It's several thousand dollars.
I mean,
just the initial payment.
Mr. Baker?
What we'll try to do, what we do with the new districts is we, of course, have a referendum rate, and then we have, as after all our costs are in and the financing is all done and all the change orders and all that are promised, then we come out with a proposal so that we're not, every time we have a change in the cost or whatever, we're revising the proposal.
All right. Any other questions for Ms. Cooper?
I have a question. This is a system that failed, is that correct? It was a private system. I wonder, do we have a lot more out there that are...
I'm sure we do.
Okay.
Everything else we've been looking at in the last 2-3, whatever, this is the only one I've seen brought to us that says apparent low bidder.
Oh, we always do that until you approve it. And it's been reviewed and found to be without any mistakes.
But you did two more of them a while ago that didn't say anything about that.
That's a very
good
point.
When I give this to you on Friday, it was before it had been reviewed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Completely. So I could not guarantee that it was absolutely accurate.
So now they are the low bidder?
Yep.
So we can take the asterisk off.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. We always call it apparent low bidder until it's been reviewed,
okay,
approved by engineering, and approved by council.
I'm a parent.
All right. Have you motion, Ms.
Sure.
Ms. Cooper?
Yes, I have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, George Miles and Bure, LLC, and the engineering department, that Sussex County Project 0914, Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District, be awarded to Melvin Joseph Construction Company, Incorporated of Georgetown, Delaware, at the bid amount of $480,385.26, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and/or the Rural Utility Service.
Can't get much closer than that. I'll make a motion we approve it. It'll save money on logistics there.
Yes.
Second, please.
For sure.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the bid award as read by Ms. Cooper. Any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper.
She got that 26 cents to go share.
Oh. Change order on that.
Sure, get out of here.
Yeah, she wanted to get somewhere.
Her boy was hurt in an accident.
Ms. Deptula?
I think her boy was hurt in an accident. Did I read that? I think I did.
What do you think? No, sir. Sure I did.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Good evening. Let's see what we have here.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Vance.
She's still getting paper shot, I'm telling you right now.
For a tree lover, I tell you.
Okay.
I've got two items on here tonight, both street lighting. The first one is Cedar Creek Landing Subdivision. And I'll give you a little background information. They're located on Johnson Road, County Road 207, northeast of Lincoln, and Route 1. That's how they're situated. They were recorded in 1993. They've got 111 improvements and 114 parcels, so they're almost built out. We received a request from them to initiate the process of forming a street lighting district. And I brought a proposal, a motion for you guys to look at back in April, and you approved it for a petition form. And I have received 24 back, which is, you know, meets the minimum that we need. 20% of improvements is what we asked for on petition form. That's not in the code, but that's our guidelines. Went ahead and contacted Delmarva Power and received the cost estimate, which is included attached to your motion. And I'll review that with you. That way, if you have any questions, you can ask me as we go along. They have 45 existing streetlights in place right now that were installed by the original developer. They actually are operating under 21. They have turned 20, two of the lights off because of they were having troubles getting money from people to pay for the streetlights, so that's part of why they've actually come to us. Delmarva charges for the 45 existing lights when they're all turned on, $778.41, which makes an annual charge of $9,340.92. And the county includes a 15% administrative and contingency charges because the electric rates do fluctuate some. They have a fuel adjustment charge and whatnot that can vary. Anyway, the grand total came to $10,742.06, and then we divide that by the number of just improved parcels in the proposed district, which are 111, and that comes up to a $96.78 per annual assessment. It's an annual assessment per unit, per improvement. So I took this to their public homeowners association's meeting and presented this to them, and this is how they voted to proceed to turn all the lights back on and ask that all 45 be included. So the first item that I have here is for you to accept, if you could, the cost estimates as presented. And I have a motion if anyone has any questions first.
Is it a democratic process within that homeowners association to vote on this? And what was the vote?
As far as how to proceed?
You say they approved this. Did they?
I have them send me an actual written letter after I meet with them, telling me how they want to proceed, if there's any questions at all that come up in the public meeting that I do with them. It was a homeowners association meeting, but it's an informal public session that I always try to hold one with, just to get feelings for how people feel for things, and then we can alter stuff based on that if the homeowners association votes to do that. And they take the vote at their meeting. I don't know exactly what but
you take the word of the president of the homeowners association in that letter?
I actually have him give me the letter on a letterhead signed by him and dated.
Yeah, maybe I should know it. It's a process different than what we do for sewer districts.
Exactly.
Where we actually conduct the referendum. This is something we're basically taking the word of the homeowners association leadership. We're not going to, we have the assurance we're not going to come to a point in the future where the homeowners say we didn't authorize it, correct?
No, this is just to proceed to, that's going to be my next item for an election, yes.
Very good.
We hold our own referendum.
Okay.
This is just basically to get it set up, how they want to proceed with it.
Yep. Right,
I try to
where my confusion lied.
Listen to
much.
Their complaints and concerns and whatnot in advance so that I don't have to, you know, modify or alter it afterwards.
Okay.
But,
any other questions for Pat? All right.
My motion is be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, Sussex County Council approves an estimated annual billing rate of $96.78 per residential or commercial improvement within the Cedar Creek Landing proposed street lighting district. If the referendum passes and the district is formed, the annual billing rate will be adjusted each year thereafter based upon the number of accessible units and all street lighting costs.
Could I get that motion from council, please?
I'll make the motion, and I do have a question after we get a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. The floor is open for questions. Ms. Diva.
You say it's going to be adjusted, but it doesn't ever go away, then, this annual fee.
No. If it passes at election, we bill them every year based on the electric costs that we...
Based on the electric
costs? Yes. The county actually pays the electric bills.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In advance. So we bill them in advance.
Okay. And we can adjust it according to what...
Exactly. Based on how they actually come in.
Well, that's pretty good, then, if that's all they're paying per house for everything, for the improvements and the electricity.
For the streetlights, yeah, the streetlights are actually, I assume they're owned by them since the developer
uh-huh.
paid for them.
But they're adequate. You can use them.
Oh yes.
Oh okay.
Yeah, they're relatively new.
The lights are already there.
Mm-hmm. They're already in place.
Okay.
So the light bill is going to be roughly each light there is going to be $240 a year for electricity.
Each improvement owner would pay $96.78.
Talk about as far as each light.
The cost per light, right?
$240 a year just for one light.
Delmarva didn't break it down for me per light. They just gave me a lump sum for everything that they had. But mm-hmm. yeah,
are these billed on their taxes when they pay?
Yes,
their taxes?
We include the amount on their tax bill. Mm-hmm.
We rent a pole light from Delaware Electric, or REA, or what do you want to call it?
Co-op.
And mm-hmm. our light bill is less than $10 a month,
mm-hmm.
less. So that's 120. That's actually just double what they.
Mm-hmm.
What they.
These are colonial style.
Yeah, we all. But
little fancier.
You already said they were there.
Right.
So and REA furnishes theirs, keeps them repaired and everything.
Hmm.
They're not selling to us at a great bargain here. Actually, it's double, more than double, for electricity that's going these lights.
We'll call the question. Any other questions? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay. The next item is going to be, no, same subdivision ship, sorry. it's going to be, I'm presenting a resolution to establish date, time, and place for a referendum to be held to consider the question of establishing the Cedar Creek Landing Street Lighting District. Should I just go ahead and present that?
Go ahead.
Whereas Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Code provides for the establishment, maintenance, and modification of a street lighting district, and whereas on April 28, 2009, the Sussex County Council approved the circulation of petitions to the property owners of Cedar Creek Landing, which seek to obtain estimates of costs and charges for the purpose of establishing a district, and whereas 24 ballot petitions have been received from property owners requesting that the formation of a street lighting district be put to a referendum vote, and now therefore be it resolved that the annual billing rate for the proposed street lighting district is estimated to be $96.78 for each property having a residential or commercial improvement located within the boundaries of the Cedar Creek Landing proposed street lighting district, and be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council does establish Thursday, January 14th, 2010, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Lincoln United Methodist Church Hall, located at 8641 2nd Street, Lincoln, Delaware, as the date, time, and place for the referendum to consider the formation of the Cedar Creek Landing Street Lighting District. And be it further resolved that the judge of the election shall be Mrs. Patricia L. Deptula, Assistant Director of Public Works, or her designee, and be it further resolved that the Sussex County Engineering Department be directed to provide appropriate notice to the voters of the date, time, and place of the election, including estimated costs and charges as required by Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Code.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Lockwood Street Lighting District request for additional street lights. Any discussion?
One thing I didn't ask for a while ago.
This was Cedar Creek Landing.
I'm sorry, Cedar Creek
Yeah.
Landing.
Who maintains these lights? Is the light company or?
The power companies.
Who?
The power companies do.
Power companies, mm-hmm. They took bulbs and everything, okay.
Yeah, if they have a burned out, they have a number, there's a hotline number they can call.
Good enough.
I have a question too.
Ms. Deaver?
Sure.
What is their advantage in creating the district? It's because some people wouldn't pay the bill and then.
Exactly.
Now they feel like it's going to be paid and.
They have trouble collecting.
These are older subdivisions that the developers chose not to put streetlights in there.
Uh-huh.
And now people who have moved in there and lived there for a while, all of a sudden realize, streetlights would be nice. They're the only way really to get them is through this process.
Well, they have the lights.
Yeah, in this particular case, their lights do exist in there. The developer put them in, but they cannot collect. They're having difficulties collecting the money to
because
pay.
Each person's been billed individually, and so they're not all paying.
This
so lights get turned off.
This is attached to the tax bill.
Right.
This
county can place a lien and has more backbone, if you say, to if nobody pays their bill.
Okay. Are we taking a vote?
Any other questions?
No. Thank
if
you.
Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Grant request.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, we got that.
Got one more. My goodness.
We got now.
He's trying to get me out of here.
It's dinner time.
Believe it.
He does such a good job.
We're working overtime now.
Lockwood.
Yeah. Lockwood. Yes, Lockwood Street Lighting District. Okay. This is an older subdivision. We actually formed their district back in May of 2005. They're located on Dorman Road, County Road 288A, northwest of Angola, privately owned. They currently have 175 improvements, and their build-out's 225 parcels. Delaware Electric Cooperative provides their service. They currently have 16 existing colonial streetlights. And it is a Sussex County street lighting district that the county actually runs for them. In August, I received a request letter and 37 petitions to include the last phase of the subdivision in the existing street lighting district, which is highlighted in yellow there. That's the very last phase. Back in 2005, they excluded that because it was still under construction. So it's completed now, and they're starting to build homes in there, and they would like to go ahead and include that and install more streetlights. But anyway, they also want to install 20 new colonial streetlights and relocate one existing streetlight in the subdivision. That's the one that's closest to Dorman Road. They want to relocate it over to the island that separates the entranceway, so that they get a better spread of light, because right now it's located behind a sign, and it blocks a lot of the actual spread of the light, so that's their hope. Okay, attached to your motion, there's a cost estimate. There's actually two. What I did, I received a cost estimate from the co-op, and there's a upfront one-time fee to bore under the road to relocate that existing light that they had wanted to relocate to the island. And that's why you're looking at two. That's the only difference on them. What would happen would be the county would actually pay those costs, and I would bill them for the first year. And then after that, that cost wouldn't be included again. It would drop back down. But let me go over what they have right now. They have 16 existing lights that they pay $1,600.68 for to the co-op. The new lights, for 20 new street lights, would cost $2,047.20. This is annual. Oh, sorry. Let's see. Wait a minute.
Boy, Chip's a good thing.
I tell you.
Oh, I think Chip had some coaching.
Got me shook up flipping those signs too soon. Thank you, Chip. I'm sorry. Getting a little ahead of myself here. But.
Glad he didn't run home like most of the boys.
Now, can you start over so we'll be up with you?
Yes, I will. I will start over. I'm on the cost estimate sheet. It's a.
I'm just kidding. Well, keep moving.
Okay. I went through the existing street lighting, so that was the $1,668 per year that they pay for 16 lights. Then the second part, they proposed 20 new lights, $2,047.20 per year. And then the second part of the new proposal is the relocation of that one existing street light. It was $1,500 to bore under the road and move that street light over to the island. That gave us an existing and proposed street lighting annual charges of $5,147.88. And then we add our 10% administrative and 5% contingency charges, that $772.18, and gives a grand total $5,920.06. And then divided by 175 improvements, that gives them an annual assessment per improvement for the first year of $33.83. And if you flip the page, this would be for all years after the first year, because the first year includes that boring that I was telling you that they need to do under the road to relocate the street light. And I have a motion to present, but if anyone has any questions.
It's a lot cheaper deal with Delaware Electric than is Delmar Power, about half the cost or less.
I didn't say that.
All right, read the motion, please.
Be it moved that, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, Sussex County Council approves an estimated annual billing rate of $33.83 per residential or commercial improvement for the first year, and an estimated annual billing rate of $23.97 after the first year within the Lockwood Street Lighting District, if the request for extending the street lighting district boundary and the installation of additional street lighting is approved after the holding of a public hearing before Sussex County Council. The annual billing rate will be adjusted each year based upon the number of accessible units and all street lighting costs.
Motion, please. Second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Ms. DeBatula. Any questions?
Yeah.
If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deva?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
One last item. Resolution I have a resolution establishing the date, time, and place for a public hearing to be held to consider the request to extend the Lockwood Street Lighting District boundary and to provide additional street lighting. Whereas Chapter 95 of Sussex County Code provides for the establishment, maintenance, and modification of a street lighting district, and whereas Sussex County currently operates Lockwood Street Lighting District, and whereas 37 signed and notarized petitions were received from Lockwood improvement owners requesting Sussex County Council to extend the boundary of the existing street lighting district to include all parcels in the Lockwood subdivision, as shown on Sussex County Tax Map 23411, parcels 155 through 149. That doesn't sound right. I think that should be a 249.
Can we make that motion right at this point, Mr.?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Is it complete?
Advertise.
Is it complete?
No, I've got more. Is that a, do you not want me to?
No, it goes into the public. It goes into the record. She doesn't read it all. Right?
The title sufficient, Mr. Moore?
Yes.
The title is all you really need to read.
Right, she doesn't read all that.
Okay.
We have a motion. Is there a second, please?
I'll say.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you.
And you are a good reader, Patty.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Very good.
Saving you some energy.
Not anybody really said he's just getting tired of hearing you.
George is hungry.
Drone. I know.
Gotta watch George.
I've been back here eating brownies.
Grant requests.
Well, stuff your wife's made again.
Is that all you know?
Well, happy holidays.
Thank you.
Same to you. Good job.
I just can't trust you to my back, can I, George?
The first request is the Bridgeville Community Action Agency for Food Baskets for Needy Families.
Mm-hmm. Bridgeville, who is that?
Sam Wilson.
That's me.
Let's do something, Sam.
Last year, 1,000 was given, but this year they're asking for 500.
There you go. Half price.
Half price.
Half a basket.
Motion for Mr. Wilson, second. For Mr. Cole to approve $500 from Mr. Wilson's account. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Mm-hmm.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Martin Luther King Day of Celebration for program sponsorship.
What's the minimum sponsorship?
What did we give them last year?
250 was given last year.
That's right.
And it was 100 from Mr. Phillips, 50 from Mr. Wilson, 50 from Mr. Vincent, and 50 from Cole.
We'll make that motion.
Because Joan had money. Oh. So it's 50 apiece, right?
50 apiece. Yeah. Joan has money now.
I do.
Or maybe she could make up the difference.
Or maybe
we
not at all.
No.
No, she's...
That's in Joan's district, isn't it?
No.
All right. We have a motion to approve $50 from each account. And I believe I heard a second from
second.
Mr. Cole. Okay. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And the last one's the Gumboro Community Association for Playground Equipment.
Waiting patiently for the last hour and a half is the Honorable Mr. Just a minute. He's been here. Could you come up, Mr. West? Tell us about your project.
Are you from Gumboro?
Mr. West, would you like to come up? Try to give him some respect.
You're going to be able to come back.
It's in your district. Whose district? Is it yours?
Yeah. Francis.
Mr. President, I would like to thank you and the other distinguished members of the council for allowing me on today's agenda. I'll try to be very brief. I'm here today representing the Gumboro Community Association. We operate and maintain a community center. As you all well know, this is an expensive and never-ending task. Our most recent project is replacement of our old playground equipment. The present equipment dates all the way back to 1920. It has served us well. However, we are concerned for the children's safety. Some of the pieces we have discontinued use because of its age. The Gumboro Community Association would like to request any funding the council can provide. This would supplement our already existing fundraisers and allow us to reach our goal of having a playground and park in tip-top shape for the spring. Thank you for your consideration of this request.
Thank you. I believe this dovetails with the requests from the state that they are cost sharing on the total of this project?
Yes, that is part of the same project.
And how much is this?
About a 50% grant was applied for.
Right. How much is the state providing, do you recall? Around 36,000?
Yeah, I think it was about half of that. I think it was.
Okay.
18,000, right?
Is there any council members that would like to contribute to this?
Oh, I would like to pitch in a little bit, even though it's not my district. Mr. West is my friend. I'd like to help out.
How much would you like to pitch in, Ms. Deaver?
250.
250 for Ms. Deaver? Is Mr. West your friend as well?
He's a good man.
It's not in your district.
You get anybody doing?
Well, we give him $100.
$100 for Mr. Wilson. Mr. Vincent?
I'll give $200.
Aw.
$200 from Mr. Vincent.
For the children.
That's right.
Mr. Cole?
Threw me in for $100, I guess. I don't want to be left out, but I got a lot of pressure on me for money in my neighborhood.
You're loaded.
$100 for Mr. Wilson, $100 for Mr. Cole.
Don't have more money than most of them.
That's why I made.
$650 from these folks. Mr. It's not my money, it's the people's money, understand, but I will put in $9,350 so you can have a $10,000 check toward the children. $9,350, Gina. $250 from Ms. Deaver, $200 from Mr. Vincent, $100 from Mr. Wilson, $100 from Mr. Cole. Could I get that motion?
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
A motion and a second to approve the grant request as I read it. And we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Now, when you put the plaque with all our names on it, make sure they're all the same size.
Wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And a
same to you, sir.
New Year.
Same to you, Mr. West.
And may God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. And you.
Thank you, Mr. West.
I really
West.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Jennings. Contrary to the rumor, Ms. Webb has not accepted the early retirement option. She is in Pennsylvania with her father for cataract surgery today, and we thank Ms. Gina Jennings for taking her place. Introduction of proposed ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one, and this is a change of zone 1393 on behalf of CMF Bayside LLC. It's an ordinance to modify condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 1433 for change of zone number 1393. The application of CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside and MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to allow revised commercial entrance locations as may be approved by DLDOT and to permit the commercial use of a 1.27 acre parcel on the north side of Route 54 is tax map number 533-19 and parcel 17.01.
I'll introduce it to my district. Anything else?
Make a motion with your
Mr. Any nothing? Okay. I have a motion for Mr. Cole and a second, please.
Second.
All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.